Just, you know what? I wish I'd grown up in the 1980s. Everything seemed so much cooler back then. Real parties, better music, no influencer drama. I would have loved it.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I really do miss the 80s, but I'm not so sure how you would adapt to it coming from the reality that you live today. There were no smartphones and there wasn't even an internet yet. Not that anyone was yet aware of, anyway. There was no way to keep in contact with your friends except for a landline telephone that everyone could listen in on if there was more than one phone in the house. It was either that or go to their house and knock on the door. Also, if you found yourself in the 1980s, you'd be crying the first time you realized there was no Spotify, just cassettes with actual tape. You'd be surprised how good it sounded considering how primitive it looked, but you might also be perplexed by how manual it all was.
Yeah, for instance, there was no skipping to or clicking on the song you want. You had to rewind it or fast forward it and then just guess it where to stop. Sometimes the tape would get tangled up in the machine, and that was a real crisis. You'd have to pull it out carefully without breaking the tape, because if it broke, there was no way to fix that. Getting a new cassette wasn't as easy as you might think. A lot of ifs. For instance, was there a music store nearby? Maybe. Did it have the cassette you want in stock? 50-50 chance? Did you have the money to buy it again? Probably not. Was it even worth buying again? Sometimes. If you did manage to get out all the tape without breaking it, though, you'd need a big pen to roll it all back into the cassette.
Yeah, I've heard about all that, and I'm sure I'd just buy vinyl records to avoid all of that. Vinyl records are even popular today. It doesn't make sense to me that people made things so complicated with cassettes.
Oh, believe me, despite all their faults, cassettes were far more practical than vinyl records.
Really? How so?
Well, they were more compact and durable. You could literally step on them and they'd still play perfectly, but most of all, they were way more portable or more practical on the go. Cassette players fit into compact stereos that you could carry anywhere. Most car stereos had cassette players in them. Most of your friends' cars would be littered with cassettes. Plus, you could buy blank cassettes super cheap and record anything onto them at the flick of a button. You couldn't do any of that with records and a record player.
Well, I guess that would take a little getting used to.
And forget streaming of movies and videos. TV networks decided what would be available to watch and what day and time. You had to decide if you would or could make yourself available at that hour to watch Cheese Pita, or The Dukes of Hazzard,
or Lola La Trilera.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. But I'll be honest with you, although I never gave the whole TV scheduling thing much thought in the 80s, I don't miss that arrangement at all.
Still though, I love how things were simpler.
Simpler in what way, honey?
I don't know. It seems like people had real patience. You didn't need instant answers.
Well, we needed them, believe me. We just didn't have them. If you wanted to learn or investigate about something, you'd have to go to the library. And to find what you needed, you had to search through these little drawers of cards.
It was called the Dewey Decimal System.
The Dewey what?
Yeah, exactly. That's precisely what we all used to ask ourselves. What a mess.
Well, regardless, I just think people were happier.
If you had to wait in line for hours to pay your phone bill in cash, you'd rethink that happiness. Oh, but I know something that would be fun.
Yeah? What's that?
If you could consciously go from here back to the 80s, you'd constantly remind yourself how you'd be in your mid-50s by 2025 and watch with disappointment at how smartphones turned an entire generation of youth into TikTok zombies.
Sure, Mom. That sounds amazing.